the world. I'm John Batchelor. An attack on a warship, a U.S. Navy warship, the USS Mason. That is an Arleigh Burke-class destroyer. In other words, it's a battleship. Best in the fleet for responding to major enemy advances. And we go to a report from Bill Raggio, a senior fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Attacking the USS Mason with a sophisticated anti-ship missile was not Russia, certainly not Iran. It was the Houthis, men of the desert, of Yemen, of that long-ranging civil war, understood to be surrogates. But, Bill, a very good evening to you. What do we know about the attack on the Mason? What triggered it? What happened? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes. And so the USS Mason is it's an Arleigh Burke-class destroyer. It is patrolling in the Red Sea, in the Gulf of Aden, in order to keep shipping safe. It was responding to a call from an attempted hijacking on the MV Central Park. It's a cargo ship. And so apparently they don't identify who actually, the U.S. military issued a press release on this. They don't identify who tried to hijack it, but we all know the Houthis have already hijacked one ship and attacked another. The Mason and a Japanese warship approached, the fighters or the hijackers got off the ship. Five of them were captured, and then shortly afterward, two anti-ship ballistic missiles were launched in the vicinity of where the USS Mason and the Central Park and the Japanese warship were located. The CENTCOM said they landed about 10 miles away now or from where the U.S. warship was operating. But look, I think this was a legitimate attempt to target a U.S. warship. This is a weapon system that it's not like firing shots across the bow from your machine gun. These are sophisticated weapons that cost real money, and the Houthis have them. They're supplied by the Iranians, and it's very likely that the Houthis go to the Iranians and get permission to fire these missiles. And there may have even been Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps members manning the missile bases. This is an attack. Again, this isn't, John, this is a significant event. When they shot down a Reaper drone, it's unmanned. You know, you can look the other way on something like this. Or when, you know, the U.S. warships are, and they have done this, shot down cruise missiles and ballistic missiles fired at Israel. You know, it's a defensive posture. It's not an attack on U.S. forces. This was an attack, an attempt to sink a U.S. warship and kill U.S. sailors.
They're calling this pirates attempting to hijack the MV Central Park. Thinking out loud, Bill, is there any fact in the statement from the Pentagon or experience with the Houthis that this was a full-on attack on the Central Park or to draw the U.S. and Japan into firing range of an anti-ship ballistic missile?
I think this was a legitimate attempt to hijack a ship. They've done it before. Last week, they hijacked the Galaxy Leader and brought it into port. The fact that they actually put the attackers boarded the ship tells me that they and were actually captured tells me that there was a legitimate attempt to actually seize that ship. But sir, I don't rule that out, John, that this was attempted, possibly a baited attack. The thing is, anti-ship ballistic missiles. This is sort of a newish technology. I'm not going to say it's brand new, but it's difficult to hit moving targets with a ballistic missile, so it requires some guidance and whatnot. I could think of other modes. If they really wanted to lure in a U.S. warship, I would go with there's other things I would do first. If it was me, I would use a swarm attack via drones or cruise missiles. Both would probably be more effective. So I think the Houthis were definitely responding to the foiling of the hijacking. But again, I don't rule that out, John. We just don't have enough information, and it's certainly possible.
You report in your update that the Houthis have been boasting of having an anti-ship missile. in a parade last September. New ballistic cruise and loitering missiles were shown by the Houthis in a recent military parade in Sana'a, the capital of Yemen. Among the new missiles were several types of precision-guided ballistic missiles capable of attack at ranges from 300 to 1,400 kilometers, carrying warheads weighing up half a ton. So they've been boasting they've had these for a little more than a year. And now they've used, to your knowledge, Bill, just generally, because you follow this so carefully, have we ever had a report of an anti-ship ballistic missile fired in any direction towards a U.S. warship in the Gulf of Aden, in the Persian Gulf, in the Red Sea, any time before?
No, this is the first time I am aware of an anti-ship ballistic missile being fired at a U.S. warship or any other ship for that fact. And this is what leads me to believe that this was an intentional attack to sink a U.S. warship.
Yeah. Let's go to the Galaxy Leader, because that was the predicate for this attack on the Central Park. The Galaxy Leader has been taken to a Houthi-dominated port, so it's out of reach of special forces unless we were to charge into the sovereignty of Yemen, whatever remains of it in any event. Yemen's civil war has been going on for at least a decade, perhaps longer than that. Initially, it was a combination of the Houthis, who are surrogates, understood to be surrogates of Iran, versus the hired guns of Saudi Arabia. Al-Qaeda was in there. ISIS was in there. All kinds of bad actors. This is a vast canvas. Originally, 26 million people, many of whom have fled, divided into different city-states. That's Yemen. However, the Houthis have been provided with technology that is as up-to-date. Bill, I'm going to say this matches special forces I've seen elsewhere, but they did a video that you put up on your site under Bradley Bowman's name on the Long War Journal. I recommend everybody who dismisses the Houthis as a ragtag bunch of desert dwellers to look at the video. What are we looking at, Bill?
Yeah, John, the Houthis, they assault this, the Galaxy Leader using a helicopter. The helicopter dismounts the troops on the high deck of the ship. And I count somewhere around eight fighters, Houthi fighters. They're well-armed, wearing body armor. They certainly, as you note, you know, they look competent. They look like they've trained for this mission. You watch them move and cover each other. Now, they're not under fire, so we weren't observing how they reacted to coming under fire, but it certainly was good enough to hijack a ship. It was very efficient operation. And John, one of the things I tracked in particularly in Afghanistan was the training of the Taliban. And people dismiss this as, oh, it's Mickey Mouse, it's second rate, it's not up to par to the U.S. special forces and whatnot. And my return argument was, well, they're not training to defeat us in Afghanistan. They're going after what happens when the U.S. leaves Afghanistan. And that's exactly what we witnessed last summer. And I think there's a lot of parallels here with the Houthis. They're training to effectively conduct their operations in the Red Sea, in the Gulf of Aden, to target shipping. And it's been very effective. They seized this ship in a competent and orderly manner. And they're creating havoc for the U.S. and for the international coalition that is trying to keep the seaways open for commercial shipping.
Here's what I was amazed at. First of all, this is a very sizable container ship, and it looks brand new, extremely well cared for. And the bridge is up front atop everything, but behind it, underneath it, is vast storage space. This is an amazing ship plying the waters. The opening shot is the helicopter coming in from behind the ship where the crew cannot see it coming in because they're looking forward. The helicopter must have a camera mounted on its tail because we come in on a Russian-made helicopter and land not on the helicopter landing zone, which is very prominently displayed on top of the container ship. It looks to be about three or four stories high. But they land on top of the bridge. Get out in a running position, holding their weapons out, just as the military trains, all black, men all in black, with vests on, with lots of ammo And they take control of the ship very easily. None of the crew are even aware they're there until the door opens and they have guns in their faces. We then see them exploring the depths of the video of the ship. And it very much looks like a single shooter game made by PlayStation or any of the great Sony producers of video games. Bill, that operation, you don't do it better than that. No one could do it better than that. They took them completely unaware. They took charge of the ship. And then we have a long-range shot of them escorting the ship to a Houthi port. And they have fast attack boats on all flanking the whole thing. They could grab anything they want. And this is the same crew that fired a ballistic missile at the USS Mason. To underestimate them, Bill, would be foolish.
Yeah, I absolutely agree 100%. It does have that Call of Duty feel, first-person shooter game feel of it. And it's what, you perfectly described. This is an effective, well-disciplined group. Again, would they stand up to U.S. Navy SEALs or Delta Force? Probably not. But they didn't have to be that good. They certainly were good enough. And it's put the international community on notice. The Houthis are a group that should not be trifled with. They issued a warning that they were going to sink ships and attack ships on November 14th. Within 3 days, they take the Galaxy Leader, the ship that we're talking about here in the video game, and several, and within 5 days from that, they're launching ballistic missiles at a U.S. warship. The U.S., the international community, has a problem on its hands with the Houthis. They have made their mark. And, look, I think if a heavy response is not given, something really bad could happen to a U.S. warship or a coalition warship, or a cargo ship could be sunk. And there could be a major, if it's an oil tanker, there could be a major environmental catastrophe. Something needs to be done here in order to restore deterrence with the Houthis. And I'm not talking a single pinpoint strike. If you want to get to the root of this problem, hit the Iranians.
And Bill, I did not see any effort of the crew to resist, nor did I see any armed guard, the kind of thing that you would have in a bank. I saw nothing like that. So we're talking about a Bahamian flag cargo ship, Galaxy Leader. Vast, huge thing, very expensive, having no defenses whatsoever, representative of other ships out there. The word is not reaching either the insurance companies or the owners that their ships are completely vulnerable and there's nothing they can do about it. This video makes it clear, Bill, there was no way to stop that attack. If there had been an armed guard, he'd be dead.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I mean, these are civilians, moving ships. And keep in mind, this is the 21st century. No one expects piracy anymore. It's not something that is normal. This is quite abnormal. You would have needed a squad or a platoon of, well-trained troops to repel an attack like this. And, look, the reality is that the shipping companies aren't in the businesses to have shootouts on their vessels, and they're going to take the risk of having a ship lost before they put armed guards. And yeah, even if that crew was armed, you watch this video again, you're going to see a well-trained unit that was prepared to take fire in order to seize control of that ship.
Bill, is that a recruiting video? Does that work?
Absolutely. 100% recruiting video. This is one that the Houthis put this out. They are certainly, distributing amongst its own people, but it's also a recruiting video for all of the Iranian-backed militias that they can show success, that they can show competence. And, this is the kind of thing that gets the people that are considering joining the militias, that gets them fired up and sign up.
Bill Rajo, Senior Fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy's Long War Journal, where you can find the video of the Houthi attack. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.